You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Cam, the music of the Kyod here means it can only be time for the Friday forecast. Let's bring in the great Jason Gibbs. Gibbs?
Number one.
All right, gentlemen. Holiday weekend is almost upon us. I've only got to do one more show today. I'm doing three shows today.
Yeah. You're a contributor on the next show, too, with Dino, right?
No, I'm hosting with Dino the Hooli show from 5 to 7.
Nice.
So I've done Hey Wendy, I've contributed to the Browns Daily, and, well, thank you. And I'm doing the Hooli show.
Nice.
Yeah, nice little 7 to 7 shift today. He's golfing at Nemacolin and part of the Ryder Cup.
Must be nice.
It is.
Are we the only people not golfing?
Yeah, why don't we get invited? We're good golfers.
Hey, man, you got to make your case. You got to make your pick case with the top men here. They are the ones who pick this.
Now, I know who I have to make my case to, and it has nothing to do with the top men. It has everything to do with a man with the initials T-R.
No.
I'm telling you, bro.
He doesn't have anything to do with it.
He has everything to do with
it. He has nothing to do with it.
Okay.
That's what you believe.
No, that's what I know.
No, you're
wrong. To be factual.
Where does Ray Rice end up, gentlemen? What teams he end up?
I'll go first on this one, and I think it's going to be the consensus. It's not going to be here in Cleveland, and therefore, nor myself, nor the kid, and I won't speak for Nathan Zagura, care.
I don't care.
Don't care. Next.
Come on.
I might add in, I think he ends up in jail when he swats his wife
there
again.
You go.
Ugh.
Part for the course.
Am I wrong? They dismissed all charges against
because
him,
because he did the diversion program. But if he commits the crime again, I'm sure, you know, he'll be getting the book thrown at him.
But how can you just, I mean,
how can it
video,
just be stricken just from the record?
Yeah.
That's what blew my mind when I read it this morning.
There's some strange stuff in our justice system.
I mean, it's on video, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
What the hell do we know?
Number two.
All right, since you blew off question one, we'll try for number two. Summer officially here. What city in the U.S. has the best beach?
Oh, that's a tough question. But my favorite beach, I would have to say, I've spent some time in Hilton Head, and I really enjoyed the beaches in Hilton Head.
I'm going to go, I have two. I'm going to go close to home and go Lakeview Park, Lorain, Ohio.
Wow.
No, just kidding. Maybe it's a nice beach, but it's Pacific Beach, San Diego, California.
I figured you were going to go a little San Diego. So the best beach, in my opinion, because I'm looking to have a good time as well as be in the sand, Miami Beach.
Yeah, I was thinking about South Beach, you know, South Beach as well, but I've had a little more experience in Hilton Head, so I enjoy that.
I'm a big
that.
Fan of Clearwater Beach.
Clearwater Beach.
Good
a little beach. Too, little too slow for me.
Sarasota's got great beaches.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, I mean,
my wife who's listening right now agrees, South Beach, Miami.
Yeah.
It is
Thank
fun.
You, V.
Wet Willies.
Wet
to get,
Willies?
To get our frozen drinks. Call uh-huh. a cab. Call
do you
a
get,
cab.
Do you get those
call
free?
A cab, we'll put you, no.
Oh.
No, not there, down there. Now they charge you double down there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, especially because you beat their hurricane.
The first time my wife took me to Miami Beach, we went to, like, the Mondrian or one of those cool, you know, nice hotels.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, can I get two Red Bull and vodkas? They were like, yeah, sure. Like, it was, like, $52.
Yeah.
It was, like, they were, like, $18 a piece and, like, a 20% service charge and then tax on top of it.
Sip them
like,
slowly, my friends. Yes, drink those slow. Honey, drink that slow. You're going
two
way
drinks,
too
yeah.
fast.
$40 at any of those South Beach hotels.
Yeah.
Two drinks.
Two
easy.
Drinks. Two drinks.
Number three.
I have a beer in my shorts.
Movie or concert that you have to see this summer?
Oh, no question about it. I heard Marky Mark today on a radio show, and the Entourage movie just sounds like it is going to be something. That's the one I gotta see.
I agree. I've got I've got a few from a movie standpoint. Whenever I see a trailer that I love, I think Star Wars is not till Christmas, so we'll rule that out. But I'm gonna see Jurassic World.
Ooh yeah,
gonna see that. The trailer
Wouldn't
for that
be
looks
great
awesome.
If that was a real place you could go,
I
go.
Loved Jurassic Park as
oh,
a kid.
Too.
Still gonna go see Jurassic World. Might take my son. Saw the trailer. He's kind of iffy on it now. It's a little gory.
A little intense.
Inside and Out, kids movie by Pixar from Disney. Gonna take my kids to see that. And the one I haven't seen yet is I haven't seen Avengers yet. Age of Ultron. But
okay.
From a concert standpoint. If there's anything EDM down at Nautica or Jacobs Pavilion, I want to see that. Then I might see Imagine Dragons this summer, which is here in Cleveland.
Okay. Movie, I'm going to see Marine 4 Homefront starring my good friend The Miz. An action thrill ride. All of you should check it out. It's available
right now on DVD.
It is available right now on DVD and Blu-ray.
Okay.
Digital download.
How many theaters
You're a good friend.
I saw it in the theater.
How many theaters?
I don't know. I saw the premiere. I was at the premiere.
Did the WWE Studios rent out that theater?
It's actually a good movie. If you enjoyed like Running Man or Predator, that kind of movie.
Oh, I love the Running Man. Movie.
I love the Predator.
Yeah.
I got to jump back to the beach. My wife did text me. Santorini. I know it's not in the U.S., but that is the nicest beach in the world.
You just said in the U.S.
I know. I said in the world. I changed
it. I don't know. I think
Not following the rules today,
kid. Dude.
You don't know me well enough, Gibbs, but I'm not.
Beach, Saint-Tropez, south of France.
I'm happy to see
What about bathing with spider monkeys off the coast of St. Bart's?
I feel like we have a very strong female presence today.
Apparently
we do.
All right, hold on. Let me go back to my movie or a concert. So I'm not done with that yet. Entourage movie, I do agree with you there.
I agree.
Concert, I believe the boys Fish are coming back to Blossom this summer.
Oh, God. That is nothing but trouble for me.
They're great. It's a great show.
I know. That's the problem.
I'd love to see Jimmy Buffett. Are they coming back?
I don't know. I'm digging Vance
Blossom's
Joy.
Blossom's a terrible place to see Buffett.
But he opens for Taylor Swift. That's the problem with Vance
Who?
Joy. Vance Joy?
I will be seeing Taylor Swift in a couple weeks.
Song Riptide?
I probably heard the song. I don't know.
Mess is Mine?
Okay. Next! Number 4.
Must have food this Memorial Day weekend.
We've been talking about it here a little bit. I'm going to say ribs.
Ribs?
Especially if my wife's cousin is out there listening. I'd love for him to make some. He makes some of the finest ribs in town.
I would love to have some ribs this weekend, but most likely I'll be doing all the grilling and all the cooking. It's not part of my repertoire. So I'm going to go my barbecue chicken and some good old corn on the cob.
I don't have like a Memorial Day food tradition. So I'm going to say Sunday night, Cavaliers. So I hope to be at Barrio eating some tacos.
Sunday's going to be a train wreck for me. And that's question number 5 here.
I think we're
number 5.
Sponsored by Barrio. The Friday Forecast is, of course, brought to you by our good friends at Barrio.
And Marissa.
Marissa, I'll take a jalapeno margarita. I'll have 2 carnitas bowls and 2 Coca-Cola marinated steak bowls. Thank you.
All right, so.
No cheese.
Sundays on long holiday weekends just happen to be known as Sunday Fun Days. What is your ideal Sunday Fun Day?
I would start off with a little small ball. Followed by, a family meal and then the Cavaliers game. So that would be my perfect Sunday.
But you've been denied that.
I think we got a lot done around the house yesterday. I think I may be able to pull off some Sunday golf. Maybe.
Yeah, but now my kid. Unbelievable. Wilhelm, Sunday fun day.
This Sunday is going to be fun. We're having friends over. Shout out to my guys at ProCare WeCare. They've got my yard looking spectacular. We are mulched. We've got the flowers. We are cut.
How's your mulch smell?
Got the water. Not like you know what.
Good.
Which is good.
It's important.
Is that a free Willy?
That was a free plugger.
That was a free plug
for those guys. They did a great job. It was an all-day job. They got there at 9. They left at like 6 o'clock. Big yard. A lot of flowers. Tons of mulch. They did an amazing job. Cavs game will be on every television. We'll probably have 8 to 10 close friends over with their kids to enjoy, run around. We've got the pools open and up and running, so it'll just be an overall very solid Sunday.
Well, this is like, are we doing like an ideal Sunday fun day, or does it have to be rooted in reality?
You don't have to root in reality.
I would say Sunday I'm gonna wake up, play golf.
Likewise,
as the kid likes to say. Then I'd probably, if it was an ideal, then maybe I'd go ride some water slides while intoxicated, eat some Taco Bell, take a nap, wake up, maybe get a massage, and then go down to Barrio, have some more tacos.
There you go.
Take in the Cavaliers, and then hop on a plane to South Beach or Vegas. First, the end of Sunday night.
You're out of date. You're out of time.
I was going to say, you're into Monday.
No, I'm going to fly. I'm flying west. So we got to go to Vegas. We're going to fly west. We're going to pick up time in the air. We're going to really step on it. And I probably could have an hour in Vegas.
No, you could have ended up. You might have 2 or 3 hours in Vegas. It's just going to be after midnight.
That's how I'm
ending it. Hey, Gibbs, do we work Monday?
No, there's no show Monday.
No show Monday.
No show on Monday.
Sunday, it is really going to be a fun day.
That's why I said I'm going to be a flat-out disaster.
Okay, jorts, Crocs, pictures, go.
No, none of those. I will be playing a little small ball, followed by a mass consumption. I want to go beer a hole, and then we'll figure out the rest of the day.
What's your number one concert this summer, Gibbs?
Dude, there's only one concert, my friend. It's the Dave Matthews Band.
Oh, they're good. Twice in Columbus, right?
I have seen them 28 times.
Oh, two other
really?
Things.
Yes.
Two other things going down on Sunday as well. We're gonna play some beer pong.
Oh, yep, that'll
and,
be going on. I have a water beer pong table
for
my pool.
I have over 1,000. I probably will blow up somewhere between 250 and 500 water balloons for the kids.
Oh, nice. It's strong.
Father of
my
the
question
year.
For you.
Absolutely.
What
we
is
gotta
your...
go, guys. Let's do it when we come back. I got to play one more break.
What?
We got to get one more break.
Just combine
in.
Them.
No, we can't.
Don't stop this.
Can't do it
this
today.
This magic.
Bosses are listening.
Tell them.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Uh-huh.
It's a sit-in. We're not talking. Go to break.